Hello, all of you nice people. I thought maybe you'd like to see some...
Oh, who could that be?
I'll go see that. Yes? Who is it?
The Self-Genius Hour of Squatch.
It's alive.
Kill it.
It has a head, arms, legs, a body.
Legs.
Something terrible is taking place inside that glass tank.
That's true, but...
Oh, I think that's true.
Well, unfortunately, it's true.
Yes, Ted, it's true.
I'm afraid so.
I know it sounds fantastic, but that monster was a fantastic monster.
Look how it crawls back and forth through the lab.
Quick, it's coming this way!
Some elementary organisms are like that.
And now, Chief Bob with a special message. But first, boys and girls, let's listen to this.
Five bells.
Let's go!
Let's go! Presenting the true-to-life story of fire, fire!
Fires burning and fire burning and fire burning fire.
Fire!
Oil cans next to the hot cinder box. In a moment, you can help fire. But first, boys and girls, let's listen to this message.
Hello, boys and girls. I suppose a good many of you do your playing after school in dried leaves, rubbish, separately or a combination of them that always seem to be around town. If you and your friends would make a possible fire menace, it would be a nicer place to play. You just remember that. Now, till we meet again next time, so long.
Be sure to join us next time for another exciting episode of
Fire Fighter.
Let's take another caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wondered if everybody else's hair was on fire, if it was just me.
Is that the Dave that just dragged himself in?
Yes.
Yeah, I dragged myself in. I caught my hair on fire a little while ago.
Ooh.
I'm not saying I caught. I think it could be...
spontaneous combustion?
Well, it could be either spontaneous combustion. It could be, you know, like government ray guns and stuff like that.
It's
your brain,
gun, yeah.
Dude. It's that sexy brain you have. Your brain is so hot, it set your hair on fire.
Okay, then that could be number three. And number four could be that I was reaching under the barbecue and I hit my head.
Ooh.
And put a...
Oh, you turned it on. Ooh.
I don't know what I was doing rustling around under there. Maybe that didn't happen either.
Well, hopefully cooler heads will prevail.
Yeah.
Everything costing more and 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 more. Help, 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 help. The sky turned black over parts of Texas.
This is Bob. The good news is...
the 100 sexiest women in the world. Number one this year...
Hurricane Katrina. It's incredible. Katrina, get over here.
No synthetics.
Yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no.
My real social security number is 457-55-5462, 555-552-425, 555-4662-577-55-5462-2645-55-577-45.
Board at 80800.
Mm-hmm. Hillary is, something's wrong with her mind.
Hillary's a terrible person.
Probe. President Bush, the Democratic presidential candidates are increasing their president's entertainment tonight.
Psychiatric disorders.
Berserk, you know.
Listen. Yes, listening can make you berserk in this modern age, especially if you're listening to the Hour of Slack number 1160. That cut was by Norel Preff. Music.com, and before that and next, some Radio Synesthesia from WCSB Cleveland with Lonesome Cowboy Dave, host Dr. Sinister, guests Rocknar, Pisces, yours truly, and others. And before that and later, Lemur, Fernanda Lemur's collages, and there was a beatbox sort of song there called Ba Box, which is by The Large, whatever that is. And then if you listen longer, this show will continue to rape your very brain.
My brain's been made love to too many times by many pipe smoking salesmen.
Oh, okay.
And I bought every time. I fell for it. I bought it.
Sting's brain is easy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There wasn't there a movie with that title?
Sting brains are easy.
Yeah. They're not bad over easy, I've heard. There was that one, you know. You know that there was a Hannibal Lecter movie where Hannibal Lecter drugged a guy and then cracked his skull open carefully and
fed him his own brain.
His brain while he was still alive. That's based on the subgenius initiation ceremony.
Yeah. I'll never forget that day.
Except for the brain is not eaten, it's just gently licked three times and then given the old middle finger pat.
Oh, sure, nowadays. Back in the old days, they actually did take a straw and sup of the brain, the gray living human or subgenius brain.
If you can trephinate well enough, you can just get a straw in there and have a couple slurps, and then the person resumes life normally. Or however they lived before.
Well, when we're talking about subgeniuses, so it's hard to tell the difference. Yep.
Between what?
Well, between before and after the lobotomy.
It sounds so scrumptious.
Mm. Right, because you're not, you know, there's not that much more missing than was already missing after that operation.
Ah.
So, have I been missing out on the party where people are fornicating with brains?
Sodomy and lobotomy.
What? You didn't get it? I'm sorry, Pisces. I'm sorry. I guess you didn't get that invitation, huh?
No.
It was sent psychically.
Deb, we'll have to correct that oversight. I'm sure you'll get an invitation to the next brain orgy.
Oh, we don't want to leave anybody out.
No. It's like ordering an EFT.
Well, we leave the brains out.
That's all.
Until people have had their fill.
You can be rejected, but if you're aware, you will get an invitation usually. Maybe you just didn't check your inbox.
Maybe you've already been to one, and that's why you don't remember.
Right.
That's my problem.
Could be missing now.
I don't know how many times I've been the main course at one of those things.
My brain is so insatiable, I'm surprised. You know, and it may just be that, you know, my brain just didn't think that the brain orgies were enough. You know, maybe my brain just forgot about it because it wasn't fulfilling enough. Maybe I could do more.
I've never eaten brains,
but we're running into that paradox that the apostate Janer Hypercleitz enunciated, which is that you can't think about your own brain.
Right.
But some will instruct you to do so.
You have to
be clear of those people because they're trying to confuse you. If you concentrate on your own brain too long, it'll evaporate, just like bad water.
I've never actually eaten brains, but one time a brain tried to eat me.
Oh, man. You don't want to get into one of those things, especially an emergency room, trying to explain it.
Yep.
My brain is eating me. Okay, sir, sit down for a minute, and somebody will see you shortly.
Yep.
But my brain is eating me, you know, it's... No.
You got a problem, Jack 'em, Awesome?
Well, I'm just trying to start 'em, show 'em, and I keep being interrupted.
You want to
show 'em, interrupt 'em,
Jesse 'em?
What, you don't understand? Jesse!
Flip on me, I'm off 'em.
Jesse, not Jesse! Get Jesse away from the microphone. I don't want to talk to Jesse!
And tonight on Viewers Playhouse, we have The Valley of Slug Women, 4 stars. And there's a great synopsis too. It says, a story blazing from the pages of prehistory. Now Mammoth Pictures presents the event of the epoch, 2 million years in the making, Hannah Banana in the Valley of Slug Women, The Valley of Slugwomen, the age-long saga of Ooh-La-La, the tall, shapely, incredibly attractive prehistoric woman whose civil rights and rights as a woman and right to be free to be you and me are brutally suppressed by the sexist, reactionary, hairy, male chauvinist macho tribe. See Ooh-La-La leave the lowbrow Neanderthals far behind as she invents fire, the wheel, language, printing, movable type, the steam engine, and the female response. See the voluptuous Ooh-La-La as she must totally submit time after time to the brutal sexual advances of Bruto.
Bruto and his band of plumbers.
Incredibly unattractive caveman, and she doesn't enjoy it one bit. She just gives in to demonstrate her superiority in everything. Now, the most significant event of our time. Don't miss out. Get in line now to see the first in the Slugwomen trilogy, The Valley of Slugwomen, from the fashionably trendy paperback novel by Jeannie M. Awful. The Valley
looks like
of Slugwomen,
working on
and
the,
coming soon, The Can of the Bear Slugwomen, and the last in the series, The Cave of
some
the Bear
kind of
Slugwomen.
Reproduction machine or something.
The Valley of Slugwomen.
He lived in the tunnels and only come out at night. His mind was gone, but...
Ooh, yeah. Good.
Paul?
Mark?
Paul.
Mark?
Paul?
Mark! 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 Mark!
Paul!
All right. Hold it.
Mark, what are you doing in there?
But Paul...
There was more gold than one man could use.
That's gold to me, Mark. Real gold.
The gold was there, right within reach.
We'd have gold.
I touched it.
That's gold, isn't it?
You're right, Paul. We really are rich.
We're very rich.
You know something?
All right, hold it.
You couldn't get high off of television images back then. They were just black and white. They were flat. They didn't have that sub-carrier wave that kind of gets you off now to the new TV. And I understand that next year you'll have to buy the new TV set with the new improved brain control waves, right?
Yeah, that is correct from what
you
I
will
understand.
Be not, you will not be, unless you're watching an old VHS or a DVD, you will not be permitted to watch television either unless you have the special equipment on your body.
This is the night of the holy hand.
So there's been all this talk in science. Let's talk science for a minute.
Well, can I ask you one question, kind of a scientific question?
What?
Is it true that you've heard that there is a dangerous sorcerer or a demon, perhaps, that speaks from Dick Cheney's navel?
Really? I don't think that's scientific.
Well, I don't think it is either. I think it sounds like superstition.
Well,
so it couldn't possibly be true.
This
has
nothing to do with it.
That sounds like an urban legend to me.
Oh, that's not science. That's pseudoscience. It's false science. Okay.
But now, scientists are pretty convinced that... I'm talking all about this lately.
The day of the Lord is at hand.
They're pretty convinced that... that we need to deprovincialize ourselves one step further. That we thought that this universe was the only one, and it turns out that they're pretty convinced that there's just multitudes of varied universes all existing.
They're real convinced of that, huh?
Well, if dogs can have multiple orgasms, why can't we have multiple universes?
Mathematically. Have you sat mathematically down and done the math with your slide rule and your calculator?
No, but I'm open to whatever. You know, people come up with just as valid as anything I come
that might as
come
well
across
be.
Anywhere
well,
else.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do that for all you know, all that math that they keep talking about
is not real math.
Might as well be the same as the totem pole that some medicine man tells everybody to worship.
Maybe, but it's the best bet we got.
Well, it's
it's led us farther than any of those other things have.
It's
it
more
took
like
us
a
to
meta.
The moon. We have probes going all over the universe.
What telephone poles have taken us to the moon, Larry?
I've been to the moon.
Not on a telephone pole.
Not the way you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't see no weird, like, eagles or thunderbirds on top of any ladder of numbers.
We're building a space station that got, we understand a lot about a lot of things, DNA.
Well, Hitler almost built a science station with the world of fire and ice.
So it's gotten us a lot farther than all the other,
religions.
But Hitler almost built science with fire and ice.
We've actually gotten things
science is the most exacting religion.
They don't know what I'm talking about. the theory of fire and ice. Hitler's theory of science was totally whacked out, and yet he produced all this weird... Well, he didn't produce anything.
Well, they had the best Nazi flying saucers in the whole hollow earth.
Well, they believed in all this anti-grav stuff, but, you know, it didn't have...
And they came out with that movie, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS. And
well, that was pure science right
they
there.
They work for the CIA now.
Who does?
Where are all those Nazi scientists, dude?
No, they're all in their 90s now. I think they're too old unless they're taking Islan.
Islan.
Islan, your island paradise on the moon, attended to your every wish by a Nazi scientist from the year Zip. Here's Klaus Friedrich, an early inventor of the U-2, preparing to offer you a jelly donut. And here's you spending over a log in the hot sun as Ilse, the She-Wolf of the SS, hands you her slide roll.
Bob will make you his jelly donut.
And he has to...
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God.
Nonsensical.
We are all God.
Our God doesn't operate that way.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Ridiculous.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Nonsensical.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
How can cultists so twist and pervert the plainness of what the Bible actually says?
Our churches today are full of a bunch of spiritual retards with a bunch of brain flexors for preachers.
Punished, whale, sweep,
everywhere.
Yeah, there was lots of gods. But the God of the Christian Bible is the only one.
Death is absolutely sin. I am God.
Until the end.
You are God.
From the beginning.
We are all God.
And he was the only one.
I am God.
And yet,
you are God.
Our people don't understand.
We are all God.
What he is saying.
I am God. You are God. We are all God. And unless we are free of fear, peace, I am God. You are God. We are all God.
No cathedral, temple, or monastery.
I am God.
No donation.
You are God.
Nor solicitation.
We are all God.
No priest, rabbi, minister, or monk.
I am God.
No pension.
You are God.
Sermon.
We are all God.
Chant, costume, candle, or hymn. No picnic.
You are God.
Party.
We are all God.
Dance or bingo.
Yes.
No image, benign, bereaved, or crucified. No ordained saint or confirmed miracle. No literature but one book. And no God but Allah.
And Bob, that was by Negative Land from their album Free. And before that, we heard some old ESO radio from WCSB Cleveland. With the host, the late Chaz Smith, who was early getting to Planet X. That was one of the things that blew our minds.
And then the other thing that blew my mind was cocoa wheat.
Cocoa wheat?
Cocoa wheats are apparently another Michigan specialty, which is basically chocolate cream of wheat.
No, they have cocoa wheat in Ohio as well.
My brain could not process that concept.
I can't believe they don't have cocoa wheats in the D.C. area.
They don't.
I thought cocoa wheats were everywhere.
Well, that's okay. I thought grits were everywhere when I was growing up.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, how about Weetabix?
Weetabix?
Weetabix.
That's New Zealand cereal. It's made out of those Weeta bugs.
It's like
it's
a
great,
tasty,
actually.
Like shredded wheat, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the new, and they, in fact, it's being made in the U.S., but it's crappy. It's that kind of cardboard tasting stuff that's labeled organic.
Yep.
Which usually means it's just not going to taste very good. If it's in a box, you know, as opposed to vegetables.
But supposedly has some nutritional benefit.
That's not even the idea behind it. Actually, all organic means is that it is not. They don't use a synthetic fertilizer or bug spray.
It may not be good for you, but at least it doesn't have bug spray.
What about the good old days when you put organic on the label? That meant there were some damned organs in there, you know?
Yeah.
Not anymore. Especially
not anymore,
sense
now.
Organs are all taken out
of the
cereal.
It's a good selling point, though.
Now, they say that organic may be better for the soil. You know, when you just dump a whole bunch of nitrates into the soil to make your crops grow faster, that eventually depletes.
Oh, no doubt.
The nutrients in the topsoil, and, they just use this really simple potassium, nitrogen, phosphorus fertilizer that is sorely lacking in the kinds of trace minerals you would expect to find in rich earth. And,
and
it also poisons the water supply, too.
We get all our vegetables from the farmer's market, luckily, because Princess Wee works downtown and is able to go in there real easily. And that way, you don't know what you're getting. But at the supermarket, you know you're getting it covered with bug spray.
Right.
At the farmer's market, you have no idea. So it's possible that it really is organic, like they say it is.
And more like there's usually dirt on this
stuff. The edible watery.
Yeah, I like bug spray, you know. If you eat enough pesticide-laden foods in the summertime, it'll keep the mosquitoes away.
Yeah. It's a good insecticide.
Your own repellent. Good.
From PR News in Washington, I'm straining both personal and government budgets. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says,
freeze the overseas assets. Freeze the biggest ass and gas.
Brown not speaking today. Mr. Bush said that Pakistan after test of Skankist state and Stankistan is packed right to scan fat there. PR has more from southern Pyrenistan.
The Pyrenistani government suffered further embarrassment on Friday night in Pyrenistan.
On Wall Street, down 49th, up 9th. President Bush says this is PR News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is one of the most important challenges facing the nation. Bernanke falls into three major areas: improving access to PR for the millions of Americans who lack PR news, improving the quality of PR, and controlling PR news from Washington.
Focusing on one person really indicates to me people don't understand the scope of the mission. Terror's bigger than one person, and he's just a person who's now been marginalized. His network is his host government has been destroyed. He's the ultimate parasite who found weakness, exploited it, and met his match. If he's alive at all, who knows if he's hiding in some cave or not? We hadn't heard from him in a long time.
Talking about the next step in human evolution, or so-called human evolution.
Oh, that was a little page sent along the time continuum from our friends in the far ahead.
Well, you know, I came across an idea of my own there, and I wiped it off, and I said, what about the next step in evolution being that of schizophrenicus rationalis? How does that strike you?
Well, there's a good reason to think that there's not going to be any more evolution, so whoop it up.
Well, you gotta pretend like there's a future. I mean, what's the point?
I ain't saying there's no future. I'm saying there is no more evolution. That is, more extrasomatic forces that cause evolution.
So we've hit the ceiling, as it were.
Not necessarily, but we're going to have to take charge of it ourselves now.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, because your evolution, your natural selection, if you are a good Darwinian, is a result of what happens to you. But if you are one of these so-called intelligent beings, you're controlling what happens to you. Thus, you're a monkeying with your evolution.
That's what the Nazis tried to do, wasn't it? They tried to take matters into their own hands and shape the genetic pool themselves.
Well, that was one slight aspect of it. If it had turned out that breeding for their so-called Aryans, which, of course, don't actually exist in genetics, if that had been for good survival characteristics, then they might have indeed improved the race. But unfortunately, that was not really their intention. It was not evolutionary.
It was a fuzzy thinking, I guess?
Well, I wouldn't call it fuzzy, but they believed some strange things. For example, most of your top-flight Nazis believed that giant chunks of ice were flying through space and were going to hit the Earth and cause the doom of everything.
Really?
Yes, it was called the... Well, I forget the German, but it was called the World Ice Theory, and the top SS men believed in it, even though this was scientifically thought to be absurd. No one dared complain about it.
So they
it was one of the ritual beliefs that was fostered by Heinrich Himmler and his pan-Germanism.
What does that relate to, Velikovsky or anything? Or
it's even more absurd than Velikovsky,
yeah.
But of course, your unstable political minds are always susceptible to these cosmic mishmashes of nonsense and non-sequiturs.
So they like destructionism?
No, they, like fundamentalist Christians and other misguided souls, like to live in a tiny, cozy, neat, orderly universe that they can comprehend instead of the large, unfathomable,
like
and frightening evolutionary universe that we actually are forced to inhabit.
Yeah, the rationality just breaks down when you try to apply it to the universe. It just doesn't work like that. We're surrounded by things that just don't make sense.
Well, I don't know about that. I'd rather choose to suppose that...
How do you explain mass murders and earthquakes killing...
That's the fact that we don't make sense. The universe makes perfect sense. We're the nonsensical particle in the equation. And yet, without a position outside the spectrum of logic and truth, how could we observe it at all? Otherwise, it would be a case of not being able to see the forest for the trees, or the flowers for the bees, in this great land of ours. From sea to shining. And so, once again, fat triumphs over thin, tall triumphs over short, and big triumphs over little. In the coming order, everyone will wear special shiny shoes, and on each shoe will be a portrait of the Führer, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
And so Hal became crazed with radio power. And soon he had Dobbs' image all over every color.
No one ever wanted
even yours, Frank Bent. Even Frank Bent was bent to the will of Uncle Hal.
He was stabbed in the back by the politicians. It is our
don't worry, I've never been turned, but we've got to go along with him for now. I'll shoot out for the car from underneath.
It is every subgenius's duty to exterminate these vermin. They say we are prejudiced against minorities, but I say we are the minority.
And so we witness the self-immolation of an entire religious group.
My soldiers, I salute you. I want you to go out and kill for old subgenius Tech. I want you to give him a present they won't forget.
Hey!
Hello, you're on the air.
I'm talking to you from inside, Bob. Hi.
Oh, excuse me, I'm trying to give a speech here. Get this man off the reviewing stand.
There he goes.
Well,
we didn't have to hang up. We were trying to rescue him. Uh-oh, Frank Bent has been frustrated. He's being carried away now by the security forces. He's stuck
this
in a little box.
This is my last territorial demand in Europe.
Yes, Hal's lost his show mind. Absorbed with power, he
the greater subgenius Reich will last for 1,000 years. Lie, your radio personality so decree it.
Lost in power, he struts down Shattuck Avenue. People call emergency services. There's nothing the Berkeley police can do.
Out of my way!
But for you, caller,
Sieg
it's just another rainy night.
Sieg Freud!
Here on KPFA.
It's Superman! The Adventures of Superman!
Hello there, gang. You know, one of the girls in the gang is colorful and nifty looking, bound to be a beauty. Like that picture of Superman himself, complete with soft red hair, and that battered old top hat and Superman insignia. What's more, it's a load of dogs.
And now the adventures of Superman. After the dry spell in the Freeville area, Superman disappeared. Listen.
Freeville.
Where's that?
Oh, just down the street.
Wait a minute, that's not true. I just left Freeville this afternoon.
Go on.
Look, gentlemen, let's waste time making jokes.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. Now do you get it?
We'll return in a moment to find out.
Say, gang, there's the same sort of thrill for you when Mom opens a new package of Goofy Superman.
Experiment Series 27, 28. Called Sex Positions, the cornerstone of civilization. Sex positions on demand forever. You sexy mother. Ready? Homosexuality is proper, normal, and a healthy expression of love. David and Jonathan were homosexual lovers. 100 foreskins and 10 reasons why he is a practicing homosexual, homosexual lesbian discipline. Listen to me, America. Present the homosexual lifestyle as normal, healthy, and exciting. To give you an idea of the penetration, how to be gay, think about it. Gender, identity, and expression. Please. President George W. Bush, some people just choose to be gay. And I personally should be surely put to death. Practice the homosexual lifestyle. Male prostitutes, homosexual offenders will inherit the kingdom of God. That's clear to me. Boy Meets Boy, one of the best things on television. Two homosexuals living together, two men in love, three men in love. They're healthier, They have fewer heart attacks and other diseases. They have fewer problems with alcohol, behave in less risky ways. They have more sex and more satisfying sex. I don't know how they measure that. I don't know. Just groove to your own tune, do your own thing, and arrive where you want to be. Embrace homosexuality. Go all the way. I want to address all of the homosexuals in America who endorse homosexuality as an acceptable lifestyle.
I've gotten to where if I bite into a Hershey bar, it's like drinking a Coors. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, God, this is a hideous mockery of real chocolate.
To Ghirardelli.
See, you've been exposed raw bone to the true American culture, which is very watered down, Stang, and now you're not fitting anymore.
You take something good and you water it down. That's the secret to Americanizing anything.
I can't believe how much Miller Lite I drank in my life. It makes me sick just thinking about it. It made me sick when I drank it.
I smoked Lucky Swine. I lived on the edge of the pool until they, you know, put me back in the institution.
Yeah.
You know, every day, it's day to day, you know, it just keeps... I'm glad they're making at least going topless on the buses now, because that'll encourage people to ride.
Really?
Right. For crying out loud. Well, what if you're blind like me? Does it encourage us to feel?
Right.
Yeah.
If you're on the metro in DC, I mean, some girl at work was telling me that she was so lonely that no man would touch her, and I said, well, ride the metro.
A woman was complaining that no man would touch her? She must be picky.
She's one of those, you know, it frustrates me, and it tends to be women who are at least latent Yeti, if not Yeti, who are so clueless that they don't realize that men are hitting on them, because I don't know what they're waiting on. I don't know if they're waiting for some magical sign from the heavens, but, you know, the guy's sitting there smiling and grinning and drooling on himself. Of course, you know, the pink men typically don't talk to us, Uberfin. They're scared of us. So then you're stuck with these Yeti men who are also scared, but when they talk, they tend to sort of stutter and drool.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's true. They don't know when you're hitting on them, because the idea of a woman hitting on them is so far-fetched to them that what's really sad is when they explain 15 years later that, hey, I was hitting on you. What was wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. I've done that several times.
Also consider that stuttering and drooling are a definite asset in oral sex. You could get a lot of mileage. You should be quite happy to have Yeti men.
This is the point where Sinister makes his comment about the air and thoughts and not being WCSB.
I think I've already aired all the required disclaimers, and
okay, good.
We were not crossing into the obscene there. It was merely indecent.
Yeah, there's a difference.
We're still decently indecent. I don't know. It's the subgenius, the typical subgenius Bobby does not understand it. And I guess it's because they're so used to the pink women who just sort of laugh at them.
Right.
That they just don't realize that the Uberfem really just wants you to generally shut up and get down to it.
It has, sometimes it just has to be explained, and then that takes all the fun out of it.
That is true.
Right.
From a
distance,
you know, that's so. Like, if I have to explain it to this guy, it's just not the same.
It's not worth it at that point. You know, it's like, wow, I just wasted a whole bunch of time. I could have been doing something else.
See, you guys are painting a picture now, and what I see is like a woman who is like, resembles like a queen bee or an ant or something, who has a large thing hanging out of her backside, and she's pointing her backside at the Yeti man, and the Yeti man is going like that.
That's so pretty much it.
That's kind of sick, isn't it?
It's the Yeti mating. I mean, that's how it works. I mean, most Yeti mating rituals, I mean, are tend to be instigated by the female.
And it takes so long, too, that, you know, I've witnessed these things in the field, you know, on watching television programs about Yeti mating rituals, and It takes like days for them to get it on.
Well, that's because the male Yeti is so clueless. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, it's like the female is lubing up and getting ready for action, and the male is still talking about some Lost in Space episode.
Or wishing
exactly.
he could get laid. Or talking to his buddy about how much he wishes he could get laid.
And inherited some of those instincts.
Yeah. That's the problem. I mean, And if the only thing I could ask of the Yeti men in the Church of the Subgenius was for them to just shut up and get on with it.
Well, you know, as Pope David N. Meyer said, some life forms have ironic sex lives.
Yeah. There is certainly a lot of ironic tendencies there. I mean... I try to tell people, but... all I really want to do is have sex with your brain. That's all I really want to do. But
squick.
Their brain isn't listening. So what do I do? How do I tell me thing? How do I get to have sex?
Wank as if your very life depended on it.
She's dangin' our world.
Of course, I'm preaching the same. Yeah. The Pisces is the original wankstress.
I am the founder of Wankers for Bob.
And if you think you don't enjoy the company of others and you consider yourself kind of an innate solipsist or something like that, just you can wank mentally. You don't even have to touch yourself. You can get so far into this selfness that you've wanked already.
You can also wank verbally, which is what we've been doing this whole hour.
Yeah, it does seem like it.
Yeah. That may explain why I'm stuck to the chair. It happens all the time.
No, you're not into self-asphyxiation or any of that kind of stuff.
No. I'm really into brains, and I'm into interesting brains. Not necessarily. You don't have to be the brightest brain in the bunch either.
You know, like you one of those girls with like a big brain. You know.
No, I'm not necessarily looking for an Einstein or an astrophysicist. What I'm looking for is an interesting brain. Because, you know, the brain copulation, the sex with brains is not necessarily about intelligence per se, as much as the different sort of textures and feelings of the different brains. I mean, you know, for example, a brain like yours, for example, Dave, would be a totally different experience than, say, a brain like Tubby's. It's a different feel.
And boy, my sense of touch and feel is so, so precise now. Oh, my. I can definitely tell the difference between a brain that's on the up and up and a brain that's down the low and low.
Just by waving the hand over the brain?
Are
you trained in phrenology?
It's innate knowledge again. Once again, we're back to that paradigm of Plato's cave, where we have to...
Plato's TV set.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Guys, we are running out of time here.
Uh-oh. Plato's radio show.
Yeah.
I know. When you start losing a sense, when your other senses get better, like, for instance, my hearing has gotten worse and worse, and I've become louder. My voice has become louder to compensate.
There's no question.
You're supposed to say your eyesight has got better. You're not supposed to say your voice got louder.
No, that's fine. I grew up with a father who worked in a factory, so when Stang talks, I don't even really notice that he's talking louder. It's something that because I grew up, my father worked in a factory 12 hours a day. So when he came home, he was yelling, and all my friends would come over and they'd say, "Why is your father yelling all the time? He scares me." And I'm like, "What?"
Speak up.
Well, it's all what we are accustomed to. Believe me, I know that very, very well.
But I certainly can understand saying better. It doesn't really matter. He can lose his hearing, and I'll just learn to talk to him like I talk to my daddy.
and some things
because Stang
I
is really all of our daddy. I mean, Stang is everybody's daddy.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
For many of us.
And you're all latchkey kids, I hope.
Yes. Today, everybody tells us we should talk about sex, but nobody tells us just how.
Talking about sex.
Sex. Extremely unusual sex.
When should I begin?
It's a bugaboo. You can begin at the beginning.
Really?
How about head?
It's a joy to ask. Yes.
And quite exciting, too. I'm referring, of course, to masturbation. Let me at this point make a clear-cut scientific statement. Masturbation is not important at all.
Cuttlefish, which happens to be in Korea, and yet you can learn more about them from the website reverbnation.com/cuttlefish. Before that, collages by Norel and Lemur separately. Radio Synesthesia was on there a bunch, and some classic Puzzling Evidence with Dr. Howell and longtime caller Phineas Narco of NationalCynical.com. You can also find new Puzzling Evidence shows from KPFA stashed at Philo's website, which is QuiveringBrain.com. The Bush Pruning was by The Large. You are listening to Hour of Slack from the Church of the Subgenius. For more information on the church and its books and DVDs and so forth, see subgenius.com. The music in the background right now is by the Flyin' Ryan Brothers from their new CD, Totality. And you can learn more about that at ryanetics.com, ryanetics.com, which shouldn't bother anyone sane.
A song has been bothering you. I mean, the music.
That's a bad implant when it bothers you. Mm-hmm. It's a physiological thing. It's not in your mind.
See, you have to take a tiny little screwdriver and you have to stick it into your ear until you hit this little switch. And then you have to turn the switch counterclockwise. You have to turn it counterclockwise.
Right.
Because if you turn it clockwise, you're going to really screw up the frequency.
You have to remember, too, which is, you know, as from your point of view, as you're looking 180 around by yourself when you're jamming that thing in there, say you make contact right and you can find the head, whether it's a Hex or a Phillips, it doesn't matter. We all have a different unit in our ear canals. Say you get that right, and all of a sudden you're daydreaming a little bit before you turn the switch, so to speak. You know, you're done, at least on this planetary sphere. You know, you can talk to people who aren't in this room, you know, and it wasn't fun. It's horrible.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was like a life-changing experience in 2 seconds. Or less. And it'll never go away now. It's like a stain.
Most people do have that, a life-changing experience that lasts only 2 seconds.
Well, it's like a, you know, the old merchant sailor semen stains. You just can't wash the guy out of the service. It just remains and remains. Good old semen stains. Arr. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Suffering catfish. I never felt worse in my life.
There are more thrills and surprises in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. The adventures of Superman.
Superman is Superman and is brought to you at this same time.
Hello? Hello?
From PR News in Washington, I'm home. The Discovery crew is broke in Des Moines, Iowa this morning. Discovery delivered a Japanese inmate to the International Space Prison in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Japan's prime minister has called on troops and volunteers to help with the 850 inmates.
Great now, again, back, deep to great, it's no party, it's the best for all of us. You know, okay, one of the little nations has made that's a big one.
The mission lasted about 2 weeks.
Firefighters remain underwater.
Bob has details. U.S. military officials say at least this is PR News.
Step on up.
Step on up. Make me step on up. Stand on my foot so I get the hell up and walk on over there on claws.
And Bob said unto the masses, step
I looked
right up,
the way a running dog
for here,
might look at a
gaze unto this so awesome oleum serpentum, oil of the great snake.
Ah, snake oil.
Dream. Snake
and
oil.
In a dream,
Jesus, the Lord, the Lord came to me and said, I have been walking with you. Here's your path. And he showed me the path of my life. And all along the way,
didn't
there was two steps of,
yes,
two sets
know,
of footprints.
Yes.
And then, but every now and then, there was only one set of footprints. And I turned to the Lord and I said, Lord, what's going on there? You want me to do it like Scabby?
Yeah. And what did he say,
what's
brother?
Going on there? Jesus, come here.
And what and did Jesus say?
And there's only one set
now?
Of footprints here and here. And those were the worst times of my life. There was only one set of footprints. And the Lord said, well, son, that's when I abandoned you. Couldn't take your misery. You're a pathetic loser at those times. I couldn't stand looking at you.
Thank you for that wonderful interpretation of the usual retreat.
I realize it's good to be a loser. It's good to be an idiot. It's better to be an idiot. No one, then you don't know what's wrong with you.
You are forgiven.
I thought you were going to end that with, well, Scabby, that's when I was humping you on the neck.
God so loved the idiot and the drunkard that he
that
protected him.
That would have been much better. I should have gave it to you.
Jumped on your back and
the hard-working house mom was instead
mom,
taken
I mean,
by
Dad,
the angels.
Come on down. Your clam cakes are They're alive!
For God loves drunks and protects them and lets hardworking moms fall by the wayside in his great vengeance.
Where is it?
Chaz?
Chaz?
Could you help me? I think Roger's died.
And he was.
And he was died.
He's gone.
The stark fist of removal is real, my friends, and it hovers over each and every one of us.
And that's when you tied your shoe boots today.
For the very last
time. Untie them tonight.
Will the Undertaker be untying them shoes tonight, friend? Are you ready? Have you made peace with your god or goddess or thing or totem pole, whatever it may be?
I'm afraid that Jolly Roger is really flying the skull and crossbones this sad afternoon.
Your guardian angel or your guardian demon or your little guardian alien gray or your lucky rabbit's foot or your winning lottery number or your special anti-baldness formula.
That inorganic Venus liquor, that's one demerit.
Your ear-candling equipment.
Your auto-jack.
Your...
the frozen peace pipe and eye remover, that's two
your
demerits.
Your hobby. Your addiction. Your crutch.
Your elation upon riding into the little train tube, that's six demerits.
Face it. You're hooked. Kick that crutch away, my friend. Become yourself the crutch of Bob Dobbs. Let Bob lean on you.
I see the light.
And you'll walk again. Take that crutch away and walk. And walk and let Bob limp on you.
Bye. I never could walk.
Throw yourself into that pipe and light yourself up.
Keep those atoms in one place, for God's sake.
Those atoms are yours now. But they won't be forever.
No.
They're going to be in some other burning hydrogen sun in some other alternate further on universe.
They're gonna one day there will be a last perfect day on Earth. And then the sun will start to shrink.
And the repo will
shrink a little bit. And then it will expand out, consuming Mercury, Venus, and Earth inside of itself.
Now that's
eventually, after that, the sun will slowly use up the hydrogen's gone. Now it's just the helium burning.
As the
slowly that gets used
slowly
up,
contracts,
and it becomes a white dwarf,
form here shown
only about
the
size of the Earth.
You notice,
and then it
Randy
becomes a brown dwarf, colder yet. Then just a little orb of black schmuck in space.
Especially when impregnating different cosmic varieties.
Of course, if the sun was a lot bigger, it would turn into a black hole, though.
Hey, man, you don't know where I could get some of that...
neutron matter?
Black dwarf neutron matter.
Oh, like, yeah, man. You want neutron matter?
A teaspoon full of it would weigh as much as a mountain.
Let's sing the song. Shall we sing the song?
As much as 19 Earths.
Come on, guys. Let's not. Let's sing the song.
An atom of it would weigh as much as a mountain.
A teaspoon of neutron matter makes the medicine go down. Come on, let's sing it now.
A teaspoon of neutron matter makes the medicine go down.
Are we supposed to be funny now?
No, I don't think so.
My little desk, and I have a jar full of gummy bear vitamins.
Well, if you think of it all as quanta, everything that you guys just said means it's like, you know, remember that old poster from the 60s, Phi Zappa Crappa? And not only that's God sitting on the toilet just releasing all this quanta. It's just, it's like fiber that goes right through him. It doesn't stop.
Mm. And once again, prunes. That brings us back again. What you cannot get away from that subject. Prunes. It's the answer to so many of man's questions.
And I'm afraid I might have to prune the panel here pretty shortly. We got about 12 minutes left in the program. And as much as I have enjoyed this conversation and as much as I have enjoyed your contributions tonight, I think I might want to open the phone lines up just to let some other people have a chance.
The branch that is dead must be pruned and cut.
Prune your family tree.
Right now,
myself.
I could, you know, maybe jump out
all
the window.
All of this talk of prunes has made me think that I may need to visit the facility, so I will be gone.
All right, Pisces, thank
this
you
so much. This show is a spiritual laxative.
Yes.
It is, and with that note...
If you were...
Pop, oh, gosh. Pop, fizz, fizz.
If you were full of crap before, you won't be after listening to this show.
We guarantee it.
The oral laxative.
All right. Well, I got to let you all go at once, because I can't remember which line is which. So thank you all.